Today we are talking about the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus. You see, we must come to this strong understanding of what the name of Jesus means. I've come to a strong understanding that most time we pray and yet it feels like we're not getting an answer. It is not because God is not willing to answer. It is because sometimes we call the name of Jesus, but we don't understand what that name carries. You see, we must come to this great understanding and this great dimension to understand that the name of Jesus is a strong tower, that the righteous run into it and they are saved. If you cannot come to this understanding, you naturally will be limited in life. You see, I tell people, if you must grow, find out the secret of what makes others grow. And follow the pattern that allows them to grow. We are in a generation where everyone wants what they call quick fix. When I was into the ICT world, there's something I learned. They said, if it is not broken, don't fix it. If it is not broken, don't fix it. That means that if something is not broken, don't try to fix it. You see, we exist in a place whereby we want to fix everything. Even when it is not broken, we want to fix it. If you are a programmer, you will know this word very well. They said, if it is not broken, don't fix it. You see, the name of Jesus is as strong as your own imagination. It's as strong as the power you gave to that name. Sometimes we are limited because when we call the name of Jesus, we believe that Jesus is only a part of God. We don't know that Jesus is the fullness of the Father. The Bible said that in Him the fullness of the Father dwells. You see, the name of Jesus is above every other name. That when you mention that name, a lot of things began to happen in the realm of the Spirit. But because we don't understand these things, when we call the name of Jesus, it becomes a joke. You see, the Bible talks about reverence for the Lord, that we should show reverence and have reverence for the Lord. But most times we don't understand what it means to have reverence for the Lord. We think reverence for the Lord means that if I have reverence from the Lord, I should be doing this and this. Reverence for the Lord means that you understood what grace is and you see, restrain yourself, discipline. You see, when you hear the word reverence, it means to discipline, to respect. You see, sometimes you might know more than your father to an extent, but it's the reverence that you have for your father that allows you to still call him father. You might know more than your mother to an extent because you have gone to school, but there's a reverence. There is a fear. That fear does not mean that whenever you see your father or your mother, you run away, but that fear is what allows you to respect. You see, the name of Jesus is as strong as the imagination you can carry it. You see, when God came to Moses, he introduced himself as I am that I am. Because God cannot define himself. Because God is whatever you imagine him to be. You can imagine you can be in a car, you can be driving your vehicle, and all of a sudden a car is coming close to you. The only thing that comes to your mind is Jesus. You see, you pronounced one word, but in the realm of the Spirit, that word spoke a sentence. Jesus, what was the Jesus for? Jesus saved me. You see, you don't have the time to say Jesus Christ saved me, but you just shouted Jesus, but the Lord understood what that word means. Jesus, that word alone could interpret as Father saved me. You are writing the exam, all of a sudden you began to say, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Why are you shouting, oh Jesus? There is an understanding one must carry. You see, if you're walking on the road and I call your name, I say, brother, not so, you will turn. But if there is no relationship between me and you, you will keep going where you're going. But if I call brother, not so, help, and there is a relationship between you and I, in fact, you will weigh the relationship to know how much of importance it is to you. For example, now, if someone points a gun at you and said, I will end your life this night, and you scream, brother, not so, help me. Now, you see, the magnitude of love, brother, has for you we determine if brother Noso will intervene in that situation or we keep quiet. So it's not just about calling the name of Jesus. There must be a relationship with that name. So you must ask yourself, what is the relationship you have with Jesus? You know, it's easier to come to a place and pray 17 hours in tongues, and yet there is no relationship between you and the Father. You are just an empty vessel making a very loud noise. And someone can come and consecrate himself in the place of prayer for 10 minutes and come up with an answer. You see, speaking in tongues is beautiful. I mean, pray it, desire it, and understand it is the best energy of prayer that the Lord has given to us. But after you have prayed in that Holy Ghost, have we seen the fruit of the Spirit in you? Some people are tongue talking, tongue speaking, yet they still listen to what they saw. What spirit is hosting inside of you? Kamana Koshibra, Ebredo Zobra, Elekusibra. You see, the use of the name Jesus, to use the name Jesus, you must understand the power accessible through that name. You see, when you are a baby, you call the name Jesus. God understands that you don't understand the full meaning of that name, so He intervened. Even when you don't know what to do, He intervened. But a time comes when the Lord began to weigh you that you should have come to the level of maturity in the Spirit. So when you call the name of Jesus, you must understand. There must be an understanding of that name. When you call Jesus, who do you see appearing before you? A skinny man coming before you to fight your battle? Or a God appearing before you to answer your prayer? When you begin to pray and you pray in the name of Jesus, what happens? Why did He say you should pray in my name? He said, on that day, you will not pray to me, you will pray to the Father in my name. Why did Jesus exempt Himself and say that pray to the Father, but on a condition that He has to be in my name? It's because naturally no man is worthy to access the Father. No matter how much you think you are holy, you don't have the power. See, the holiness of God is beyond human imagination. I've not seen any man that can walk throughout this earth without a sin, but I came to an understanding of what Jesus Christ did. He was the perfect man. You see, Jesus Christ is the image of how a man should be. A man that cannot do anything until he consults the Father. I've seen people that come to the Father and say, man of God, you see, I have this issue. And I'll ask them, have you prayed to the Father? You say, I prayed though, I didn't get any answer. You see, it's not that the Father was not speaking, it's that you have not stretched your ability to hear from Him. You are looking for what they call the quick fix. Quick fix. You want to meet the prophet that can just tell you so that you don't need to press on. Sometimes when the Lord does not speak to you, it does not mean that He can't speak to you. He wants you to climb the ladder. But whenever we meet such block, instead of finding the puzzle, we start seeking for men who can interpret for us. There are sometimes a man can meet you and ask you for something from the Father, and you began to tell him what the Father is saying. Sometimes you are stopping what God wants to do in that man. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You see, you have to come to this great understanding. When you prayed to God this morning, what did the Father say? You see, your relationship between the relationship between you and that name Jesus matters a lot. You see, mothers will understand this. If a mother is here now and the child of the mother cries somewhere else, there might be 50 children or 100 children. Once this child cries, the mother will say, this is my child crying. It does not mean that there are different kind of sounds, no. But there is a spiritual connection that is between the mother and the child. So when you cry, what is the connection between you and the Father through Jesus? So who is the Father hearing crying? Jesus, or just a sinful believer? You know, a man can be a Christian and be a sinful Christian. The relationship between you and the Father. When you come before God, you see that every time you come before God, you are coming for request. When have you asked the Lord, what can I do for you? You see, what separates us from sons and, in quotes, children, is that children never ask what they can do for you. Children ask what they can get from you. But when you come to the maturity and the understanding of a son, when you come before the Father, you are not asking for your own need. You are asking for others. Father, what can I do for you? I was with my father yesterday and I asked him, I said, what can someone get for you that you don't already have? My father laughed. I said, it's not rich much, it's not crazy. Oh, wow, he has a lot of clothes that I keep giving clothes almost every single month. Like he has so many of it that he doesn't even need anymore. I said, what kind of car do you want to drive that I'll get for you? I need to know, what can I give someone? Is it car he has? I was asking, what can I? And the only thing he could whisper from his heart to me is just be faithful. You see, there is nothing you can add to God that will make God who God is. God is complete. He is the fullness of himself. You are the one that needs him more. But God still has a burden that burns in his heart. And that burden is for soul. If your prayer point is not for winning souls, your prayer point is for becoming rich. I don't want to say you are useless, but you are foolish. Because it then means you don't understand the trial time that we are in. You see, if you ask God for what he wants, in what he wants, he will provide what you need. You see, God is not in the business of just giving you your desires. Before he comes to the understanding where he gives your desires to you, you must come to that level of knowing his heartbeats. You see, it's until you know the heartbeat of the Father, then the Father will know your own heartbeat. Because you people are now intertwined with each other. So when you walk in the vineyard of the Father walks in your vineyard. Not because he is forced to walk, but because he is his nature. So when you call upon that name Jesus, what goes through your mind when you call upon the name of Jesus? What goes through your mind when you call upon that name Jesus? You see, the reason why when you call the name Jesus, you see miracle happen, it's not because the name of Jesus is actually Jesus. His real name is Yeshua and Mashiach. But there is an understanding. You can also call him Jeshua. Normally it's Yeshua or Joshua. But that name Jesus is as powerful as the name Joshua. It's as powerful as the name Yeshua. Just like in Igbo, you call him, what they call it, Jesu. That's correct, because some people call him Yeshu. I think that is the team. Call him Yeshu. Now, when you call him Jesu, the power still comes. When you call him Yeshu, the power still comes. So, the power is not in the name. The power is the understanding you have in the name. So, whether you call him Jesus, Yeshua, Joshua, the Lord hears. When a child is crying, the child does not necessarily need to call the name of the mother. When the child cries, the mother hears. But mothers will tell you that when a child cries, and it's a stubborn child that cries, it will take time for the mother to get there. Be like, who knows who he has beaten? And now they are beating him back, he's crying. Because the mother understood that this child is stubborn, that nobody will just beat him. That probably he has done something. So the mother will walk reluctantly. But when it's the favorite child that cries, mommy, the mother would tear all the world just to get to that child. And when he comes, the mother doesn't want to hear what he has done. It's, why are you beating my child? Is there something wrong with you? The mother goes into defense. That is how the Father is. You must bring to your understanding about how the Father sees you. When you are someone that deals with the Father, when you call Jesus, something began to ring in the realm of the Spirit. You see, that name Jesus, not just a name that you feel it's fun to call. You see, because we don't know the power that is in the name of Jesus. That is why you see people that act comedy skill, they use his name anyhow. Why don't they use Muhammad and Job? Even the Muslim, they will kill you. They will kill you. You don't do that. It's because we have devalued the power that is the name of our Father. We have abused the grace. You see, every time you use that name in vain, it's the grace that sustains you to be alive. He said, I am the Lord thy God. He said, thou shalt not use the name of the Lord in vain. It's a command that if you use it in vain, something will happen to you. But the grace of Jesus allows you to mention it as you want, and something sustains you. Kamina kasupra ele brede sufre. You see, the name of Jesus is the name that breaks boundaries. The name of Jesus is the name that breaks boundaries. You see, sometimes all you need to do is say Jesus, and others began to crush. Hey, I don't know how to explain to you this thing. You must know when to call upon that name. You must understand the mystery in that name. When was the last time you actually sat down and meditated on that name, Jesus? It's because you think it's just a name. You are able to sit down and meditate on love and think about the meaning of love. What does it mean to have love? What does it mean to have endurance? You sit down, you think about it. When was the last time you sat down to think of what it means to carry the name Jesus? You see, whenever you call the name Jesus, the whole heaven answers. You don't understand what happens. You see, when you call the name Jesus, everybody in the realm of spirit stands still and waits. You know what's happening? Because it's a name that provokes power and authority. But the mindset you have about that name determines your growth. The mindset you have about that name. You see, you can bring a food to me and I'll say, I bless this food in the name of Jesus. And I'll eat the food and nothing will happen to me. You can still bring the food to another person and say, I bless this food in the name of Jesus. And that person will have a running stomach. It's not that you didn't call the name of Jesus. It's the understanding that is attached in the name of Jesus. The reason why you could stand in your house and call the name of Jesus and you sleep like a baby, and another person calls the name of Jesus 7 times and still have demonic attack, is the understanding of that name. When you call the name of Jesus, are you pleading the blood of Jesus or are you just calling his name? The Bible said by the mention of the name Jesus that every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. So how come you called it and that day you called it, you had a nightmare? Is the understanding you have about the name Jesus. Can we go to Proverbs 18 verse 10? Brakoti bra eleduisi bra dosu bra elekishi bra ramanako komonaki bra. He said, the name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are saved. Now, there's something about this thing. There's something about this thing. He said, the name of the Lord is a strong fortress. He didn't say it's a fortress. He's identifying you. You see, the Bible is so wise. You see, the Bible is so wise. It said that the name of the Lord is a strong fortress or a strong tower. He said it's strong. You see, it then means that you can have a weak fortress. You know, there's what they call sharp sand. And there's what they call normal sand. There's what they call agile onicha and ajoka. The agile that is, the sand that is done in onicha is considered to be the best sand. Is that correct? But the one you get in Oka here is considered to be a local sand. That is why if you want to buy Aja Onitsha, you pay 25,000 naira. I'm using it for the best understanding. But if you want to buy Aja Oka here, you pay 15,000. It then means that one of them is superior to the other. The one in Onitsha, the one that is considered to be the best, is the one that they fetch beside water. So it is considered to have the best texture. It's called sharp sand. So it depends on the sand you use in building your blocks. You know, somebody can use one bag of cement. I don't know, I'm teaching you here. Someone can use one bag of cement and mold 60 blocks. And that person can use one bag of cement and mold 20 blocks. Which one is stronger? The 20 blocks. Because the cement will be condensed in it. Those are what they call strong tower. The kind of tower Jesus has is the time he used 10 bags of cement to mold one block. That means no matter the, in the realm of the spirit there is a dot. The Bible said that we should be sober. We should not be drunk so that we can wage against the fiery dot of the enemy. That means there are spiritual arrows. But the Bible is saying that in the name of the Lord is a strong fortress. That the godly run to him, the tower is a living thing. Oh, this is English. You didn't see the hymn. So the fortress is not just strong, it's a living fortress. And that fortress is Him. This is English. This is English. He said, the name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly, he didn't say the unbelievers. He said the godly. People that are godly. People that are Christ-minded. People that carry the burdens of the Father. Run into it and they are saved. So the moment you mention Jesus, a tower appears in the spiritual realm and you enter into it. And the Bible calls that tower a strong tower. Let me tell you, whenever there is a tower, there are soldiers that guide the tower. You see, there's something Jesus did. He said that, do you not know that I can pray to my Father that He will send down 12 legions of angels? Which means 72,000 angels, because a legion is about 6,000. And the Bible made us understand that one angel can kill 185,000 people in the blink of an eye. We saw another dimension of an angel that just passed through Egypt. And so many souls died. I believe more than 45 million souls died that day. Because he's the firstborn of every Egyptian. And if they, based on our own understanding, the Israelites were about 3 million. And the Bible made us understand that the Israelites were more than the Egyptians. So if the Israelites were about 3 million, then that means that if they are more than the Egyptians, then the Egyptians should maybe 2 million. So, and let's say out of the 2 million, only 1.5 million gave birth to a first child. Maybe others are yet to give birth. So about 1.5 million people lost. Like just because one angel passed. And this angel does not care who you are. You have to place the mark on your door in order for that angel to overcome you. Because when the angel of death comes, it sweeps. Hey! And the Bible said that you have the power, that Jesus has the authority and the power to beckon on 12,000 angels. 12 legions of angels. So if Jesus has the power to call upon 12 legions of angels, and Jesus Christ has withered all His power to you. He said, powers in heaven and on earth and beneath the earth are unto you. He said, as my Father has sent me. As my Father has sent me, so I sent you. Ah, Jesus. What happened was that He handed over every power to you. That is why if you are with Jesus here, if a demon is in heaven, Jesus Christ cannot, He cannot cast that demon out. Because the power has been handed over to you. Kenneth Hagin said something in one of his books, The Vision. He said, while he was with Jesus and they were talking, all of a sudden, something like a smoke covered between him and Jesus. And Jesus was still speaking. He could not hear that Jesus speaking. Then he saw the demon. The demon was making a noise. Then he looked at the demon and he was wondering, why didn't Jesus just rebuke this demon? Why didn't the demon fear that Jesus was there? And Jesus was speaking until he rebuked, say, you foul spirit, out in the name of Jesus. Then the demon disappeared and the smoke. And he asked Jesus, why did you rebuke that demon? He said, all the power I have has given to you. If you didn't rebuke him, I have nothing to do. You see, a man can make Christ helpless in his life because a man does not understand what was given to him. When was the last time you sat down to know who Jesus Christ is? You see, our minds are confused. Our minds are confused. We lost after things we can never get. You see, that is the biggest problem of every man. As if you ask this young boy now the kind of car he wants to drive, he might tell you that he wants to drive not even a car, he wants to drive a jet. But ask some of you now the kind of car you want to drive. Only people that will say they want to drive a small car is the people that don't know the name of cars. Some of them will say they want to drive a Ferrari. And if you sell everything they have in the entire house, you cannot even buy Mercedes 190. Their dream is not it's a good dream. But is it relevant? You see, when you come before the Father, you must understand what is relevant and what is not relevant. Have you ever prayed one day and after prayer you knew that what you prayed for was your own personal desire, not for the benefit of the Father? He said, the name of the Lord Jesus, strong fortress. Next verse, please. Now see, the rich think of their wealth as a strong defense. They imagine. Are you seeing imagination here? He said the rich think of their wealth as a strong defense. They imagine it to be a high wall of safety. Next verse. He said, heightiness goes before destruction. Humility precedes honor. Is that why they say the bigger they are, the harder they fall? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. You see, where do you put your protection? What is that thing that you soak yourself into believing that thing can protect you? If there is something that is not, you see, let me tell you, be honest to yourself. If Jesus is not the number one in your life, you are lost. If Jesus is not number one, you see, it's easier to say that Jesus is my number one. And when you want to make speech, you start with, I want to first of all say thank you to God. See, those things are what human beings see in Canada. There is a man that searches the spirit. Some things you get and you give accolade to God, even if it was the devil that gave it to you. Truly, you knew it was the devil that gave it to you. You only came before men just so that it would look like it was the Father that gave it to you. We that are the sons of the Father, we know the gift that is from the Father. And we know men that receive the gift from the Father to an extent. Because the Father has deemed it worthy, deemed it wise for us to know it. When a man calls you now and gives you 2 million naira, you'll be happy to collect the money. But you have never thought of questioning the source of that money. You think it's everything you see you collect. Not everything you see you collect. Great. A man can just come to you now that is into fraudster. I say, I want to change your life. Gives you 2 million naira. You get so happy. You actually go to your house and start praying over his head that whatever he puts his hand will succeed. Yeah, are you praying in line with the will of the Father or in line with the will of your flesh? The will of the flesh. That will be another teaching. That will be on the teaching of discernment. In order to know the power in the name of Jesus Christ, you must first know who Jesus is, number one. Number two, know what the word has said about the man. What is the Bible saying about? You see, the most popular name in the world is Jesus. The most popular name in the world is Jesus. Even the Bible says that even the devil believe and they tremble. So even demons know Jesus. And the number of demons is more than the number of humans on earth. Always know this. Don't ever think they are equal. That is why one person can host 50 demons. One person can hold 7,000 demons. One person can carry 7,000. Bra Koshin. Brado Sibra Eledu Sibra. Number three, build your faith. Imagination on it. Build your faith, imagination on it. I'm going to teach you what happens when you call the name of Jesus. I must be distracted for somebody now. Young lady, come. Sorry, but I have to borrow you. There is something about the name of Jesus. Here. Just relax. Just relax. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Does someone have a Bible here? I'm going to ask you some questions. I want to show you what the power of Jesus, the name, can do. How many are you in the family? Huh? How many do you see? That's three. Now, your mother, where is your mother? Where is your father? Look at it. The father is far from the mom. No longer exists in the spirit. Is that correct? It's only the name Jesus that reveals it. But you have been fasting and asking for that prophet. And a man could hold hand and know that this young lady has only, there are three in their family. And the mother and the father is separated in the spirit. The only thing I did was to say Jesus, and the Lord revealed it. Have you told me this thing before?
No.
This I've never. And this is the first time I'm bringing you to the altar like this. Just like that. The name of Jesus. Did I say Shama, 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 Lord, speak to me, Shama, Shama? I only call the name of Jesus, and the Lord revealed to me prophetically. The name is whatever you can imagine it to do for you. You want to assess the thought of men? Jesus, He will guide you into all things. You see, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Jesus. So whenever you call Jesus, the Holy Ghost is the one that answers. The Holy Ghost never said He will answer on His own. He said, I will answer in His name. He said, whatever He will say will be what I have told you. So whenever you say Jesus, the Holy Ghost comes. Then the dimension of Jesus you imagine is the dimension that He revealed to you. Now what I did now takes boldness and trust in the Holy Ghost. Because you are streaming live and the whole world is watching. So there's nothing like we did later. This is the whole world is watching. It takes your faith in God. God bless you. Thank you so much for volunteering. You see, I told him to relax. I told her to relax. Because she was tense. Relax. And the Lord can reveal things to you about someone. You see, I didn't pray in tongues. I only held her and said, Jesus. And the moment I said Jesus, I said in my mind, with that name, review. And the Lord said three. He said, there are three in the family. And two minus one. That is why you see it here. You see something like minus. I said two minus one. That means the father and the mother minus one separated. And the Lord said that these people are separated already, and I can see it in the spirit. You see, why it is that when they die, there's no husband and wife here. So they go their own ways. Everybody got an answer. But in heaven, we still have joy. Hey, you are married. Hey, now, wow. You must understand the power in the name of our Lord Jesus. If we want to begin to prophesy to everybody here, one after the other, we can just call upon the name of Jesus. You see, that name reveals all things. But you see, the thing, you call it carelessly, and yet after your calling, you don't receive anything from Him. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Father. I don't know if you are with me. I'll teach one more. Can we go to the book of John 16? John 16:23. Let's take a look deep into the spirit now. Oh, I want you to pray till the Lord downloads something in your spirit. He said, at that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. Now, this is Jesus Christ speaking. In your Bible, it will be highlighted red to identify. Highlighted red, yes. So that it will now show that this is the word of the Father. He said, at that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth. You will ask the Father directly and he will grant. No, he didn't say, and he may. Oh, Mayina Mako. No. He said, and he may. Is that what is written? No. He said, on that day, at that time, you won't. Because that time is a season. Whenever you see time, it talks about season. So he said, on that season, at that season when I am glorified, at that season, because I knew that at that season, the Father will give me a name that is above every other name. Thank you. He said, at that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth. You will ask the Father directly, access. You will have access to the Father. You see, you don't know who you are having access to. You think you are having access to a mortal man. You are having access to the King of all deity. The Bible said that he is the Father of all spirits. And the Bible said that on that day you will come before the Father. He didn't say you will come before Jesus. He said you will come before the Father. You see, when you are praying, how do you see yourself before the Father? You see, you ought to have the imagination that you are before a king that is big in the nature and huge. Then you have to have the imagination that you are small. The thing is that when you are praying, you are thinking that you are in the same height with the Father. He's a king. The Bible called him the King of all spirits. No. He actually says king. He says Father. Say he's the God of all spirits. He's the God. That means he is a ruler over all spirits. In fact, if God wants to destroy every single spirit, he doesn't need to say a word. He thinks it happens. In fact, I could imagine what it, I know I can never imagine what it takes to be God, but I could try to enter into the shoe of a man that can create through his thoughts. Now, how many things have you created? If you are God, let me tell you the truth, there will be air to be too small for you. Because I know since you are small, you have imagined so many things. You have imagined that your wicked uncle dying, that your how you now come. You have imagined yourself praying and fire falling naturally, and you have imagined yourself walking and rain is not touching you, but it's touching others. You have imagined so many selfish things. Most of us did it after watching some powerful movie of God. You just start walking the rain, say this rain will not touch me. And that's when you actually got soaked. Now look like the rain now left everyone and soaked. You've imagined it that you just walk past through madmen and they began to receive healing. And people will now begin to say, hey, you have been anointed. You have imagined how you give the glory to God. You now tell God that it's God. Then you imagine the attention you began to gain. You have imagined having 1,000 followers. You have imagined so many things. This earth would have been filled up with your imagination. Now imagine a God that can think and it comes to pass. Imagine the state of his mind at all times. He knows that his thoughts can destroy something. He is a man that searches the hearts and the deep thinkings of men. He said, for I have seen that every imagination of man is wicked and evil. Yes. You see, he sees your thoughts even before you think it. You see, thoughts is a spirit. It enters and hosts and exercises himself. Whenever a thought is speaking to you, that thought is finding expression in you. But God said, subdue that thought. Everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, you subdue it and bring it into the obedience of Christ. So before you come before the Father, when you come before him, always know that you are before the Father of all spirits. You see, if you want to see him as a lion, see him as a great lion. See yourself so small and see a mighty being that walks at your back. You must have the imagination to walk with God. Your imagination have limited the power of God in your life. As I'm here right now, I am seeing a shield of sword constantly hovering around me at a very fast pace. And as I'm speaking now, I know that the altar I'm standing is engulfed with fire. And I can tell you with all boldness that one angel is here and the other one is here. And I can tell you one boldness that right now an angel is moving straight to someone to touch the person's forehead. I see it like I'm seeing you. You see, we have changed the atmosphere. We are no longer in the place you thought you were. We have entered into the realm of the spirit. The place where the things that you think that are impossible are made possible. A place where even your thought can spark something. You see, when a man of God is preaching you, there is a way you can assess his strengths by beginning to imagine the virtue that walks through that man, because it's not the man, it's the spirit that is speaking. You began to draw it through the power of imagination. And if that thing taught you, you must know. You see, we are Christians, we must come to this understanding. That the Father in his own nature can speak through us and we become a living vessel for the Father. And the Bible said that on that day that we will no longer ask him, that we will have what they call direct access to the Father. That means we no longer need to ask Jesus, we speak to the Father. But there is a condition that the Spirit has given. So that condition is the name of our Lord Jesus. So the moment you come and call upon the name Jesus, who the Father sees praying is you. But there must be a relationship between you and that name. Elohim Adonai. He said, at that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth, you will ask the Father directly and he will grant your request because you use my name. He said, and he will. He didn't say, and maybe. I have not seen what I've asked God that he has not given me. The only thing I always ask is, I want deeper. And the Lord will always tell me, I've given you deeper. Just let your imagination run wild. You see, that thing you think you don't know, you actually know it, that you have not encountered what will make you to know you know it. Eh? When we are kids, I don't know if you are old, so many of you here, but I know when I was much, much younger, I'm very young, very, very young, when I was much, 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 much younger. Maybe around the age of 10 or so. One of my greatest desires for my father to come back, not because I want to see my father, but whenever he comes back, he opens his house in the village. We call it the White House. He was the only one that has a house that was painted pure white in the village there. So everybody knows the house as White House. And the thing that intrigues me the most is that he has a shower. So just we will not bath whenever he is in town, so that we will have to now bath in the shower. Because the one we use in taking our bath then in the village is the one you carry that big iron bucket. Then you now find a cup. Then when you take it, you now pour. Then you now rub the soap very fast so that before the water will get down. So that you can manage with the water. So whenever we get to the house, then when dad is around, we on the shower. And when the shower began to pour, we began to find joy. We don't want to go. See us all butt naked running up and down in the shower. And that was the only reason why we like him coming back. No, we don't care what he's doing, he's coming back. We just want you. Then, Daddy, good afternoon, sir. You see what I did? So we're not waiting to hear amen. Daddy, good afternoon, sir. We are going to shower. And the Bible said that at that time you wouldn't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth. You will ask the Father directly and he will grant your request because you use my name. Until you have learned to use the name of God, you will limit yourself. He didn't say that he may. He said that he will grant it. You see, there's nothing I've asked for that he hasn't given. I don't know how to explain it to you, but if there's anything I ask now that I need, God has a way of providing for me. He will provide it to me when I will need it, not when I want it. But in his book, it has been requested. I've told you one mystery about tongues. You can just come and say, Father, I want deeper into the prophetic. And you start praying in tongues. Your tongue will be saying, Father, next year, and take me deeper next year. Take me deeper next year. And in your own understanding, you are saying, Lord, take me deeper today. Take me deeper today. The moment you switch to tongues, the tongue will begin to reside next year. Next year. You see, the reason why the Holy Ghost is saying that next year, or maybe the Holy Ghost is saying capacity, is that you are asking for what you can receive, but you don't have the capacity to boost it. See, how many spiritual things have been deposited inside of you that now you can't even manifest it? You have the prophetic anointing, you have the discernment of spirit. Now, have fun now. When was the last time you called someone and tell the person certain things that the Lord is saying? How far? Now, what you used to do is that I get them before. You see, I used to. The Bible never said I used to prophesy. The Bible never said I used to pray. The Bible said that men ought to always pray. But in your own situation, it's no longer men ought to. Your own is that I used to pray. I can get them before to be prophet. Do not rely on past victories. There is no time to check time. I love that quote. Because the moment you are trying to check the time, you are wasting that time. Because it takes time to check a time. What is that thing that you have planned that you ought to do? What is keeping you waiting? What stops you from pressing that 7 days fast? What stops you from fasting 3 days dry? What is that thing that is stopping you? What is that thing that is restraining you? What stops you from reading the whole New Testament? What is that thing that has taken the priceless part of God away from you? And we began to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Just began to pray in the Holy Ghost. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. And the Bible said that at that time you wouldn't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth, you will ask the Father directly and he will grant your request because you use my name. Next verse. He said, you haven't done this before. You haven't done this before. Use my name and you will receive. And you will have abundant joy. You know that. Give me amplify. Let me see something amplify. God is saying, you haven't done this before. You haven't. You haven't experienced this dimension I'm talking about. He said, until now you have not asked the Father for anything in my name. Until now you have never asked him for anything in my name. But now ask. Now. When is the right time to ask the Father? Now. He said, but now ask and keep on. Jesus. Did you hear that in this? He said, but now ask and keep on asking and you will receive. He didn't say, and you may. You see, may is the spirit of doubt. If is the spirit of doubt. When is the spirit of faith. Is that why the Bible never said, if you pray, he said, when you pray. The Bible didn't say, if you fast, he said, when you fast. The Bible didn't say, if you give, he said, when you give. That means that these three principles ought to happen. He said, until now you haven't not asked the Father for anything in my name. But now ask and keep on asking and you will receive so that your joy may be full and complete. You see, your joy is not complete until the Father gives you. You must learn to come before the Father and ask and receive from Him. You must learn to come before the Father and do what? Ask and receive from Him. You see, the Father has all power and all authority. Whenever you call the name Jesus, something happens. I don't know why a demon comes to the house and you perceive the presence of a demon and you need to shout 20 Jesus for that demon to leave. It's the lack of your knowledge. Faith says this: when a demon comes in your presence, you sense a demon. I rebuke you, spirit, in the name of Jesus. You are still hearing it. Go and sleep. Faith says, you are still hearing it. Go and sleep. Doubt says, you are still hearing it. It's still there. Which one will you listen to? Faith. The thing is that sometimes you rebuke and you rebuke before you know you start rebuking yourself. See, there are some prayers that you pray, and while you are praying, you are building the spirit of doubt in you. You wake up in the morning, Father, my business will sell in Jesus' name. Amen. And funny enough, that day only one customer came. Then you went back to your place. Lord, I ask that my business will sell. Father, you sent one. Lord, I command more in the name of Jesus. The next day you will not sell. Then you now go back. You now change the prayer. Every spiritual witch flying over my shop, fall and die, fall and die, fall and die. Then you come the next day, someone came and stole from your shop. Then you now went back. You spirit of robbery. You see, you have left what you were assigned by the Holy Ghost. You are now praying the prayer. The devil is now giving you a command and giving you a rhythm to dance to. So you are now an agent of Satan. Because if you come and you see shit in front of your shop, it becomes another prayer point. Every pollution will put you there. But faith says, when you come and you see, you say, Father, I speak for cells. I command the winds of the east, west, north, and south. The moment you say, I command the wind, your mind takes you to the book of Ezekiel. And you enter into the shoes of Ezekiel. Then by the authority of Jesus, you command it to happen. So the moment you say, I command the winds of east, west, north, the four winds of east, west, north, and south. Wherever those that are meant to patronize me today are, Father, let the wind break them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father, for I have received that my joy be complete. Your name forever appears. Then you come to your shop. You don't wear a sad face, you wear a smiling face, because the Father has answered. Then naturally you begin to see customers with the eyes of your imagination. You see, you have to see them come. He said, if you see me, leave. And faith is the ability for you to believe that which you have not seen, but to know that that which you have not seen is more real than the ones you have seen. So you have prayed the prayer of faith. You need to activate it. When you are done selling that day, you might only sell one shoe. When you come and say, Father, woo, Lord, you are glorified. Today I made wonderful sales. And you go downstairs, you take a bottle of Coke and gala and eat, celebrating that you have made sales. You know, these are principles. You see, you don't understand that you prayed in the name of Jesus, the name that commands all authority, both in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. So that you didn't see them come does not mean that they have not come. Oh, my God. You see, it took 1 year. I have a fish business. Oh, 1 year I've been spending. And one day mommy was praying and the Lord told mommy that I've opened the door to that business. And mommy came and told me, said, the Lord has opened the door to your business in fish. I said, amen. I received it. And one day, a woman came and bought how many pounds? Three. Bought the first 2 pounds of the 3 pounds. She bought the first 2 pounds and let. In fact, the woman came, she was buying pond by like, she will come, all the whole fish in this pond, I'm paying for it. And so we stopped, I said I'm not going to sell again. Yes. When the blessing of God come, it overwhelmed me. Nabi said, I don't want to sell. I told her, why is this woman buying all these things like this? There must be something, you know, an evil man. Why is she now buying? Why is the market, why is the door too open? Yes. You know, when there is nothing, we find something. God, why is the door too open? And the woman bought my whole fish. All my fish. I have to fight with her to save like 3 pounds. So like 3 to 4. And the door opened. You see, before you know it, that time, while it was there, when I come, I will do barbecue and give people to eat. I'm celebrating that I have sold. Sometimes as a human being, you feel like people are not selling. Market is not coming. But when I remember the prophecy, I believe. You see, the essence of prophecy is to help you to know that which you are seeing is not real, because what the prophecy has said must come to fulfillment. You see, you are seeing what you think you should see. The prophecy said that the coming of Messiah, you see, they waited until the coming. The prophecy said that a Messiah will come. They knew that the Messiah will come. They don't know how, but they waited. 430 years in captivity, they waited until the Messiah was given birth to. You see, your blessings are like, it's like a woman that is pregnant. It takes 9 months to birth the child. But when the child comes, every pain of 9 months is gone. The child began to console you in the spirit and you began to smile. You see, good things must tarry. Because in the process of the tarryness, the Lord will begin to show you the principle of how to retain it. So that people will not say you are lucky. Because luck is what happens and you can't retain it. You can't show it again. But when you understand the key principle, you can restore, revive, and invite. You know what I say? It then means that, you see, if I take this thing now and I throw it up and I catch it again, the first time you say it is luck. But when I began to throw it up and catch it again, and you don't know how to do it, the next thing you ask is, how do you do it? You see, God does not just want to teach you how to get it. He wants to teach you how it works. So that through you, others will know how it works. So when people began to pray, instead of God to answer, He will direct them to you. You see, God raises a man and teaches him a principle, then directs men to learn from him. The thing is that you are fasting for 50 days so that you can get the principle that God has really given to a man. You need to come and know what they call honor and bring your head down and learn. Oh, if many people, you understand, if I have a boy, my boy, and we've been there for 7 years, you understand the business. And the little one that is given to you is an extra to your knowledge. Because today you are going to praise the Father. Today I want you to give me an understanding of that name that is called Jesus. Let me understand the revelation that governs the name called Jesus. You see, there are so many of us in this gathering. Oh, man, imana kusila, ebrato sipre elekusila, araba baba. You see, somebody can be sick of HIV, and you are saying, man of God, I have HIV, but this HIV is not going. If that HIV has not gone, if it's still there, you should be dead. Most of the people that are for HIV, you see, let me share this with you. I battled with hepatitis B. They told me in 6 months' time that I would die. But when the doctor checked, I have carried the virus over 1 year and. So I'm naturally dead already, just existing, according to their doctor's stuff. And because of that, my mother has to change my food. I have to start eating food that does not have oil. You see, the devil was dictating my food for me. Because the devil has foreseen that this young man, that is a prophecy over this young man, that a time will come, this boy will cure people that have the hepatitis B. And thereby the devil is giving me, not knowing that the devil is actually giving me a test of how this thing works. And one day I woke up, I said, mommy, what will happen to happen? that is, you see, when the Paul said, when Esther, is he Esther? No, is it Esther that said, if I perish, I perish, Esther. You see, there was an understanding that came upon Esther. And he said, if I perish, I perish. If you as a Christian has not come to the point of dying for Christ, you have not lived. The life you are living, you are going to live it. I said, Mommy, what will happen, will happen. My mom prepared, because my own food is separate, my towel is separate, my room, everything, I'm isolated from the family, so that I don't contaminate others. And everyone pities me. You know, they look at me like someone that would die in the next 6 months. And look at me, oh boy. Oh boy. I'm not just living, I'm also handsome. Braco Zibra, Embraco Zibra. Small and huge. I'm a rare kind of human being. You don't see people like me always. And now God now gave me a beautiful dog. That when I sleep and I turn, I look at her, I'm like. I tell you how these things work. I tell you how these things work. Sometimes I look at my wife, I'm like, you are enjoying, you know. She said, hey now. I said, before, God. I want to enjoy. I tell you these things. And when I said, if I would die, I'll die. I went and took my brother for the egg. My mother came back. I said, we didn't eat your food. I said, I ate this medicine. She said, Amy, want to kill me? I said, Mom, believe that. I'm not taking any of this medicine anymore. And just like that, that it is being ended. My mom took me to the doctor. The doctor checked and said, that is still small. If that is still small. 2 months later, that is still small. 7 months later, it's still small. You see, when the Lord cures you, sometimes He allows the little deposit to be there so that people will know that He cured you from it. So if the doctor is saying that it's there, it doesn't mean that it's there. God is only saying that this thing was once here. How then do you know the miracles of God? How then do you know the miracle of God? You see, there are some people that can't just die. Can we be on our feet, Jesus? I want you to begin to beckon on the Spirit of the Living God for wisdom. Lord, I am a vessel that you ought to use today. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. You see, today you and I will draw and receive something from the Father. Brato sopra de bre esi braca sibra. Precuti bra de sibra de bre de subra. Yanana uko monakita. Began to pray. Let us begin to stand in the gap for Anambra State now. Oh, Harimana ko so brate brate zebra, ebreku zebra ko bre eleni zebra ko zubro ko zebra. Marana manaki kaba. The bread of soap, let the bread the sibra. Rabebe berege gukina kasibra, tu sibra. And let the bread also brack in an agoshi, brack a two bread and the sibra da subra. Lord, I want the burden for souls. Give me burden for souls. Bodies for soul. Baya go, 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 go. Baya go, 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 Rago o monaki brato si frata tata. Leye brado so prete prete nika ko si brate prete prete si frata. Yanana ko o monaki bra. The brado prete prete si brate prete ele do si bra. Bayana mana koko boni garaba se prete prete. Ele prete si frato so bra. Lord, capacity. Lord, capacity. The prayer that I just received now. Whoever that has programmed hatredness in my family, Lord, by the power that is above every other name, I put confession in their name, in their midst. Whoever that has programmed hatredness, because I see in the spirit, I see, so I don't know whether it's a viewer that is watching me or people that are here. I see a family where someone will feel rejected. You might be happening already. I see a hatred there. They don't know why they hate you, but whenever you bring up something, you know that there is this resentment that people don't want to really hear what you want to say anymore. It's like you have been sidelined. Whenever they have made that incantation, whenever they have spoken those evil words, by the power that is above every other power, by that name, Jesus, we put confusion in their midst. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Make it a prayer point. Paramosha brata predige se prete prete supra ta bradosha. Arregoje brata predige prete supra. Paramosha brata predige brata prete supra. Para bebe bebe gozo brata prete reduzo brata tipa. Father, soak them, soak them with your presence until they can't stand. Soak them, Lord, soak them. Wherever they are watching from, soak them. The overflows, soak them. Wherever they are watching from any country around the world, soak them. Soak them, soak them, soak them. Soak them, overflow them, Lord. Overflow them, Lord. Father, until they are drunk, don't leave them alone, Lord. I pray for you right now. Whatever power that declares that you will not stand in victory, I tell you that that power is a lying power. And I come against those authorities that are manipulating your destiny and manipulating your academics. I stand by the name that is above every other name. And I nullify and destroy those altars in the name of Jesus. The powers that say that you will not amount to anything, I cripple them in the name of Jesus. That chest bone dies now in the name of Jesus. That ulcer ends now in the name of Jesus. That skin irritation ends now in the name of Jesus. That issue with that manhood, that someone that is having a challenge on his private parts, that thing ends now in the name of Jesus. There is someone you're watching me, you are carrying your neck. I declare and I decree that you receive that healing now in the name of Jesus. The Lord said to me that when you minister Emeka, even when you're not talking about healing, people that are in need of healing will receive that healing. It's a gift that the Lord has given to me, not that I merited it. It's the love of God. And thereby, by that authority and by the vessel that the Lord has released, I declare and I decree, this month shall be a month of great testimony in your life. Those that say that over their dead body will you rise, I answer that prayer. May they die and you will rise in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that has been speaking evil over your life, I change their tongue to become the tongues of blessing over your life in the name of Jesus. I see a step. I see someone right now running in a step with a very high speed. I see a very high speed. I see this running very fast in expectation. And I'm asking the Lord, what is this? He said, Amy, I'm restoring the years that this person has lost. I'm restoring the years this person has lost. Amen. I see this person running. And as I'm talking right now, I see this person overtaking others. And the Lord is saying that, Emeka, this is my grace of speed. This is my dimension of speed. Now I give them speed. 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 I see someone entering into unusual favor. You don't know how your family will be able to sustain, but miraculously, you will see unusual provision of meal. God is saying that I'm telling you this because I want you to know that I'm sustaining you. The Lord is sustaining someone right now. There is someone that you're watching me out there. For the past 3 days, you've been having running belly. Right now, in the name of Jesus, it stops. I see in a vision, I see right now, I see something that looks like a doll baby, and I see someone tying something. And he's saying, this person will keep having... oh, Jesus, what is he saying? What is he saying? I'm trying to hear what he's saying. He said, this person will have... Is it stagnant? I'm hearing it. I'm seeing the man. I'm seeing the man tying this thing. It's like the Lord is taking me to the place where this man was tying this thing. And I see this man tying red on his muzzle, the left hand here. And I see him tying it. And he's calling the name of this person. I'm trying to hear the name, but I'm not hearing the name. He's calling the Lord, but he's tying it. He said that it's stagnation. 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 Now, I lose you. I lose you. I lose you. And I declare that you are free in Jesus' name. There is someone right now, they promised your mother something. I provoke those promises to come to fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Oh, I see three excellence. I see three excellence. 1, 2, 3. Take it in the name of Jesus. There is someone right now. I see you are asking God for. I don't know why I hear 150,000. I don't know why I hear the exact amount. I don't know if you are here or you are watching from online. But Lord is saying that, is there anything too hard for me? And you have had a vision of yourself seeing this money. Then you woke up only to find that it's a dream. The Lord is saying, that which I've shown you, that I will bring fulfillment in the name of Jesus. That lady, a lady slept with a man, is watching you. I don't know if this is watching me online right now. You slept with a man, and you, since after that time, you start seeing snake. You start seeing snake coming to your life. I disconnect you from that soul tie right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare you are free in the name of Jesus. I release fire upon those snakes. The next time they will come, something mightier than man will appear before them. And they will be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I hear a mother crying for the child and saying, Lord, when? The person is here, I see the mother saying, Lord, when? When will you answer this one prayer I've been asking? When? I stand on the authority that is above every authority. That name that is called the name of Jesus. The Bible says, by the mention of that name, Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I declare and I decree by the authority given to me in the book of Luke 9 verse 1, and in the book of Matthew 10 verse 1, and in the book of Mark 16, 17 and 18, and in the book of Matthew 10 verse 8, I declare by that authority that is given to me as a vessel of God. The Bible said that any tongue that rises up against us in judgment, that they shall be condemned. Because this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. The Bible said that we shall decree a word shall come to pass. I declare and I decree that your mother's prayer answered in the name of Jesus. I see an expected mother. I see a woman here. I don't know if you are here or your loved one. Someone very close to you is pregnant. I prophesy a boy. I prophesy a boy. I declare a boy in the name of Jesus. That strange headache that comes once in a while, canceled in the name of Jesus. That I see someone here, a bird comes to the house and they make a certain noise every night at a certain hour. I tell you, if the Lord that I serve is a living God, the next time that bird will come, you will see a dead bird in your compound in the name of Jesus. I see someone that the Lord is saying, I'm giving you authority over your area. The Lord is saying, I'm going to give you this power so you can stand in the gap. You become like a watchman over that area right now. That anointing that makes men watchmen. That anointing that makes you a gatekeeper. Right now, that key to that area, that territory, is handed over to you in the name of Jesus. I see in the spirit. I see someone asking God for a new level and understanding of the scriptures. That this person wants to see in the scriptures. I tell you right now, if I be a prophet that I know that I am, I declare your eyes open in the name of Jesus. Ephata, 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 in Jesus' name. There is someone watching me right now. You apply for a job. In 3 days' time, they will call you for that job now. It's going to happen. You see, there are some persons that have finished school. But to get a job is a problem. Because you are under the atmosphere. That's the Lord that I serve. Go and apply for a job. And I give you 7 days from now, you will get a call from that office. Amen. See, I'm not telling you what I don't know. I'm telling you what I know my God can do. There's someone, you had a dream. You saw a horse in that dream. Now, the Lord is giving me an understanding of that dream. That horse is a dimension of speed. The Lord is going to take you on a journey through the valley of the shadow of darkness. That horse is the speed you used to pass. Now, that horse has been given. All you need to do is to mount on it by faith and assess what God has given to you. Oh, I see someone touching gold. I don't know. I see it's like a room filled with gold. I don't know what God is saying. Don't worry about wealth. I'll go. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm not a prophet of prosperity, but I understand prosperity that is in Christ. But I see someone touching gold. I see it stacked up. See how this thing will happen. It's none of my business. But I release it to you in the name of Jesus. And I give you access to these goats in the name of Jesus. prophecies are covered with the blood of Jesus. There is a lady that came here one time. I spoke with her father. I stand on this altar. And I declare that I decree and declare that contract of the Father signed.
Amen.
Stand. Someone here, I hear US. This person is talking. I hear US. I don't know whether you're going for a holiday, but an open door is open there for you. A country. I don't know why, but I hear it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory. Father, we worship you. We worship you. Oh, there's someone here you are about to experience a love that will overwhelm you. A love that will overwhelm you. After this experience, your life will never, ever, ever, ever. Settled in the name of Jesus. You will match on poison to have no effect. There's no point of destroying the poison. You will match it. It is done in the name of Jesus. Now we begin to glorify the Father.